At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, this is the double standard at play. Donald Trump was just asked a very straight-up question about the Epstein survivors and whether or not there should be a public hearing like Melania called for in her speech about a week ago. Donald Trump decided to split with Melania and throw the victims under the bus by saying, "I heard that the victims," or whatever, refused to go under oath. This is the fundamental difference between Democrats and Republicans. Within 48 hours of the article coming out about Eric Swalwell, he had resigned his gubernatorial campaign, and then he had resigned from Congress. He was done. He is out of politics, and we're never letting that slimeball back in. Now, the Republicans, they may let him back in because they're okay with people rising to the highest ranks of power when these people are either alleged abusers or covering up for alleged abusers or running defense for people who have abused, or in the case of Mike Johnson. Mike Johnson himself has zero allegations, but he has repeatedly covered up for Matt Gaetz. He has repeatedly downplayed the allegations of Tony Gonzalez, of Donald Trump, of Jeffrey Epstein. He's covered all of this up, and the Democrats have tried time and time again to push back. Donald Trump actually has a history of downplaying these types of remarks and then saying that the women who accused him weren't quite his type. Listen to this despicable video of our president.
When you said that Ms. Carroll was not your type, you meant that she was not your type physically, right?
I saw her in a picture. I didn't know what she looked like. And I said it, and I say it with as much respect as I can, but she is not my type.
When you were talking back on June 24th, you were referring to her not being your type physically.
I saw a photo of her.
Okay.
And the only difference between me and other people is I'm honest. She's not my type.
Yeah, you're honestly a massive asshole. Watch, he then misidentifies. Oh my lord, look at watch. Right after he misidentifies his accuser, E. Jean Carroll, for his ex-wife, Marla Maples. So he says in one breath, "She's not my type." And then he points out, on accident, how they look identical to his ex-wife.
A black and white photograph that we've marked as DJT23. And I'm going to ask you, is this the photo that you were just referring to?
I think so, yes. Okay. I don't even know who the woman. Let's see. I don't know who. It's Marla.
You're saying Marla's in this photo?
That's Marla, yeah. That's my wife.
Which woman are you pointing to?
No.
Here.
Oh,
that,
oh, well.
So Alina Haba had to go, "No, that's E. Jean Carroll." So how are you going to say that that's not your type when then you point to somebody? The point here is Donald Trump will attack the victim, say it's not my type, say they're lying, say they refuse to go under oath because that's who he is. He is a despicable human being. And this brings me to his interview on the White House front lawn moments ago, where he got in front of a press gaggle and he began to lie about the Epstein victims. He then lies about gas prices, lies about the war in Iran, and we are going to cover all of this. As usual, make sure you drop a like below to help boost this message. You know, we're building a team here at Mockler Media of young producers, young editors, young people working towards a better future. And to support us, make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. Let's jump in here.
So I beg you, they want me.
The First Lady last week called on Congress to further look into and uncover the truth on the Epstein files, the Epstein saga. Do you believe that there should be a public hearing for more of these Epstein survivors?
Well, I'm okay with it. I think we've had a lot of public hearings. I'm okay with it. But I understand that the women didn't want to go under oath. That's what I heard. That the women, the victims or whatever, they refused to go under oath, which was a little surprising. Now, Melania felt strongly about it because she was accused of that I met her through Epstein, but it turned out to be totally false. It was a falsehood.
Okay, I want to point out that he just blew up all of Melania's statements in about 20 seconds of speaking there. Melania Trump says that she's not somebody who is attached to this. She is not somebody who wants to blame the victims. She is somebody who wants justice for the victims. She tried to come out and paint herself as morally above all of this Epstein stuff and that she wants justice just like us. Then Donald Trump, her husband, who she sees every day, comes out and says, well, the victims or whatever, I heard they won't go under oath. I heard that this won't actually happen. I mean, Donald Trump is quite literally contradicting Melania Trump's supposed posture towards these victims.
The call on Congress to provide the women who have been victimized by Epstein with a public hearing specifically centered around the survivors.
Listen to her language there, specifically centered around the survivors.
Give these victims their opportunity to testify under oath in front of Congress with the power of sworn testimony. Each and every woman should have her day to tell her story in public if she wishes, and then her testimony should be permanently entered into the congressional record.
I actually agree with everything Melania Trump is saying here. For real, I agree with her, but the problem is Trump doesn't agree with her.
The victims, or whatever, they refused to go under oath, which was a little surprising.
The victims, or whatever, refused to go under oath, which was surprising.
Melania felt strongly about it because...
Melania felt strongly about it, okay. We then continue with Donald Trump being asked about gas prices. This one is quite a doozy. This one is important because he gets asked, how much longer will Americans continue to see high gas prices? Here's his answer.
I would say the fighting, if there's no deal, fighting resumes.
Okay, and then on gas prices, how much longer will Americans continue to see these high gas prices?
Well, they're not very high. If you look at what they were supposed to be in order to get rid of a nuclear weapon with the danger that entails. So the gas prices have come down very much over the last three, 4 days. I know, you know, and that's what ABC says. But the fact is that if you look at the stock markets up,
he just said that's what ABC says when somebody said gas prices are about $4 a gallon. No, that's what the gas pump on my way to, you know, like grab food or on my way to work that when I used to drive to work, that's what it says right now. When I drive past the gas pump almost every day to either grab food or visit my family members or get something from the store for my business, I see those gas prices. So does every other American who drives or even uses public transpo. They see things are getting more expensive.
Everything's doing really well. And the big thing we have to do is we have to make sure that Iran does not have a nuclear weapon, because if they do, you want to talk about problems, you'd have problems. So
did he just pivot from gas prices to the stock market to nuclear weapons?
Get the stock markets up.
The stock market doesn't affect the 80% of Americans that gas prices directly affect, or the 100% of Americans that buy goods that are underlined by diesel costs. He then gets asked about the ceasefire with Iran, and like, I don't know how to describe this, but I do not believe there is a legitimate ceasefire going on. I think the media can call it a ceasefire, but when Israel is still striking Lebanon, and Lebanon still strikes back so that Iran begins to strike Israel, and the United States says, huh, we're just going to stop firing. The war that you started is still ongoing. He gets asked, are you considering extending the ceasefire? And then Trump asks, with who? With who? How many ceasefires do you think you have? Oh, he thinks he has 8. That's right.
Conversation.
Considering extending the ceasefire with Iran.
With who?
With Iran.
Who else?
We're doing very well, I can tell you. Maybe it'll happen before that. I'm not sure it needs to be extended. Just so you know, Iran wants to make a deal, and we're dealing very nicely with them. We've got to have no nuclear weapons. If we do, that's a big factor.
This projection is so dumb. He's been saying for weeks Iran is begging to make a deal, but then he'll say that Iran is not taking the deal seriously enough. Then he'll say again Iran is begging to make a deal. In this clip, on the Pope, he begins to immediately pivot again to Iran. He's like a bot. He's like a machine.
Do you think that he's talking about you, sir?
It's very important that the Pope understands. Very, very important. It would be nice not to say it. Iran killed 42,000 people that were totally unarmed. They were protesters.
Dude, the Pope spoke out about that too. The Pope definitely understands this. When he says blessed be the peacemakers, he's not attacking Donald Trump. He's saying that both Iran, America, Israel, and yes, Lebanon, all of us need to stop. He's not attacking you personally. The fact that Trump takes that as a personal attack says more about him.
Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. If they did, every country, including Italy, where he's stationed, every single country in the world would be in trouble. So we're doing very well with respect to that, having to do with the whole situation on Iran. The blockade is amazing. It's holding up very strong, very powerfully. And I think we're making a lot of progress in that. But the Pope has to understand Iran, very simple. Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. The world would be in great danger.
This is the deranged rambling of an absolute lunatic. He then gets asked, why are you fighting with the Pope?
Why are you fighting with the Pope? And are you worried it's upsetting your...
No, I don't. I have to do what's right. The Pope has to understand that, very simple. I have nothing against the Pope. His brother's MAGA all the way. I like his brother, Louis. I'm not fighting with him. The Pope made a statement. He says Iran can have a nuclear weapon. I say Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. And if the Pope looked at the 42,000 people that were...
The Pope knows about this. Okay, Trump is just now stuck on repeat. Grandpa needs to go back to the home. We're going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We are now going to break new records now that we've passed 2 million. Love you all. Peace out.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.